This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Money is a complicated and difficult topic for couples. One partner may be the spender, the other the saver. One a donor, the other a hoarder. Our next guest believes that when couples understand each partner's differences and have ongoing financial conversations, this will enhance their finances and relationship.
Nicole Minnendorf is a professional financial advisor and the author of Lipstick on the Piggy Bank, Secrets Every Woman Should Know About Happiness, Money, and Independence. She joins us from the Twin Cities. Welcome, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
You write that men and women are really different when it comes to money. So tell us how so.
Specifically when it comes to money, there's things that women have going against us. Studies still show that we're making less money. We also live longer. And we tend to always put other people first instead of ourselves. And so we're putting our kids first or family first or friends first. And so we actually start saving later in life. And once we finally start saving, we save less than men.
So what are topics that should be part of an ongoing conversation?
Well, I'm a big advocate of having a money date. And so for some couples, it's once a week. Some couples, it's once a month. But I recommend maybe the first time you do it, if you haven't had a money date yet, that you need to go into a public restaurant. If money is kind of a heated topic for you, sit down and use the variety of different things that are going on in your situation and take them one at a time. So you start first with, most people don't know what their net worth is. So start first with that. You know, what are all of your assets? What are all of your liabilities? What are the interest rates on credit cards? What's the interest rate on your mortgage? Answering really the questions of what if. What if I die? What if my spouse dies? What if I want to retire at 50, 60? What if my kids, you know, have a phenomenal schooling and they want to go to Harvard? Or what if they don't? It's all those, what if I get a car accident? And so the topics are unbelievable, from looking at when's the last time you reviewed your cell phone plan or your cable bill or your health insurance or your life insurance. So you can look at things from a month-to-month cash flow basis, and that's what usually women are focused on, is paying the bills.
Nicole, who is more likely to search for that big deal?
Women. I use the analogy of when you're investing, you can invest in large size companies, and there's the difference between value and growth. And so you can invest in a growth size company that has, most of the time you can think of like a tech company or something that has growth potential. Value is a company that's maybe been around for a while, but is a better deal. And women are fabulous value investors, and we're always looking for that deal. We love consignment shops. We love garage sales or Craigslist or, you know, things of that nature to try to find a discount. Coupons, I'm a big fan of Groupon now. But we're always looking for how can we save. And so I give the analogy of, okay, a great value investment is looking at, you have this red sweater and it's on sale. And there's two choices you have. A red sweater that was originally $100, that's cashmere, that's on sale for $20. Or just a regular traditional sweater that was originally $50 and it's on sale for $20. Which one's a better deal?
Well, it depends if the cashmere's from China or from Scotland.
Great point.
You got to know your value or which ones I can return.
Yes, so really it's looking at, women are great value investors and we're always looking for that great big deal. We're looking for what's the smartest thing for us to do. And that's why, you know, women get touted that we're more conservative as investors and we tend to not necessarily talk about money. I don't agree with that. Women don't hesitate to ask for directions, so women don't hesitate to enlist the help of a financial advisor. Women do not hesitate to come into my office and sit down in front of me. Women don't hesitate to attend a seminar. The attendance at our events, and that's why I do so much for women, is because men kind of have this been raised that, oh, I know this stuff, where women are like, gosh, I don't know about much about money, and so let me learn. And so women are not hesitant to ask questions and get direction and get guidance, and we take time on the front end to learn about things, and then when we make a decision, we stick with it, and that's why we tend to be better investors.
Well, Nicole, finally, can you tell us what your number one best piece of advice for having a healthy financial relationship might be?
The biggest thing is communication. And so pick a topic and figure out, okay, what makes the most sense? Because a lot of times, you know, I just had this conversation yesterday with a client. He had bought a stock and the stock has done really well and we're looking at selling it. And I come back to the question of, well, why did you buy it in the first place? You know, I got to sell this. I'm like, well, why did you buy it in the first place? You told me when you bought it that you wanted to own this company forever. So why are you so agitated and excited to sell it? It always comes back to why you bought something. So let's say life insurance. Okay, you bought life insurance 20 years ago. Well, why do you have it today? Does it really make sense? Do you know that you can actually sell your life insurance policy and maybe get some money from it? There's amazing resources. There's tons of companies, and like specifically if you're looking for stock investments, there's Yahoo Finance. Our website has tons of things. If you're looking for life insurance resources, GWG Life is a great company you can go to. And so it's really getting information and getting education and then communicating with your significant other or whomever you're in a relationship with about that. And it's really making sure that you're listening. The biggest thing that I see, I mean, many days I feel like a counselor. And sometimes maybe you have your money date with your financial advisor until you really get that communication going. Because sometimes spouses will talk down to the other person or try to nag the other person. And it's really imperative that you don't do that. You really want to have communication and get education and get understanding. And most of the time, women are great at asking questions, and don't be hesitant to ask those questions. Because a lot of times, the men are wanting to ask those questions, but they don't ask them because they don't want to look stupid. So make sure you ask the questions when it comes to your money.
Will Nicole Minnendorf, financial advisor and author of Lipstick on the Piggy Bank, Secrets Every Woman Should Know About Happiness, Money, and Independence. Thanks so much for sharing your great advice with the two Boomer Babes.
Thank you.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.